I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman, and this is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. This week, The Green Room goes to band camp.
And one time, at band camp, we weren't supposed to have pillow fights, but we had a pillow fight, and it was so much fun. And this one time, we all lost our music, and we were supposed to play the song, but we didn't know it. So we just made it up, and we kept playing and playing, and the conductor didn't know what we were doing, and it was so funny.
So that's Michelle, the band geek from the film American Pie. Now, her band talk may seem nerdy, but it did score her a date to the prom at the end of that scene. Now, even though band gets picked on for being geeky, it's still a huge deal to thousands of people. And I took a walk around band camp here at Interlochen to find out why.
My name's Kate.
Hi, what's your name?
Amy.
Amy? Amy, what exactly is your position with this band?
I'm actually the flag instructor.
You're the flag instructor, so
yeah.
Specifically, what do you do?
I usually deal with the flags and the routines, marching, and all that stuff.
And I noticed that you were along all the lines and trying to get them to stay in line. Mm-hmm. What's the tricky part about that?
Getting them to listen to you.
So if you're going to give advice to anybody who wanted to be in the color guard, what would you say?
I would say have lots of spirit, work hard, and, you know, enjoying every moment of it.
Well, personally, I feel like guard, I don't know, it's something I really like other activities like sports and, like, you know, tennis and all those other sports weren't really my thing. My name is Iman Edwards. I go to Ferndale High School and I'm in color guard. I feel like guard is more of like a girly sport, so I can like enjoy myself more. I really like it a lot. I like the people. Everybody's so friendly and like just twirling flags and marching, it takes so much effort. So it's like you have to be on time, you have to do everything right, and, you know. It's just cool.
We have straight lines. Ready, front. We got some curvy lines right in here.
Title is Steve Roberts, Director of Bands at Huron High School in Ann Arbor.
Don't look behind you. Let him tell you. Gotta trust.
I think the key to anyone's success is getting leaders around you who trust and believe in what you're trying to do. And you spread it, you trickle down leadership is what I've been saying this whole week. And so if my squad leaders are doing their job and they see my vision, they can trickle it down quicker than I can as an individual, down to the rest of the ranks. What I tell the band often is when the drum major calls us up to attention, we have who's got the best band? We say Ann Arbor, and I stop them sometimes. I say, hold on here. Talk is cheap. You know, you can talk a good story about how good you are, but the end result is, you know, do you really walk that walk every single day?
This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. The sounds of band camp might bring your own memories of band flooding back to mind. A while back, the Huffington Post put together a list of some signs that you might still totally love band and might still be a bit of a band geek. Here's a few. You may be a band geek if your desk drawers are still somehow filled with chipped reeds, valvoil, or drumsticks.
Years of practicing embouchure have made you an excellent kisser.
You have no tolerance for people who can't tell the difference between woodwinds and brass.
And you've emptied a reservoir of human spit in public.
This is the best time of year for people who love band. It's football season. The football field is where you can see many high school marching bands tonight. Tom Clare says Friday nights are when they draw their biggest crowds.
Quite honestly, many of those people will not see a band concert, but they are seeing a football game, and so they're seeing the marching band.
Tom directs the band at Kingsley Area Schools. He's taught band for 37 years, and he says while marching band isn't necessarily his favorite, it's probably the most important because the most people see it.
And it may not be a full contact sport, but band is pretty tough. You have to memorize music and the steps. You get up early and march around in all kinds of terrible weather.
I mean, they are actually physically carrying instruments, playing the instruments, of course, marching strongly up and down, sometimes a high step, sometimes a glide step, sometimes going backwards. And they're doing all that while playing their music. It's a very physically demanding job as well.
This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. We had help from Daniel Wanchura. Michael Culler produced the show with Peter Payette. Sally Isley is our executive producer. I'm Kate Botello.
I'm David Castleman. See you next week.